We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomei Hachos Shabbos Amin Shin Tes Vav Sif Beis says the Mechaber Eitzim Shetokin Roshan Ha'echad B'Dofen Hasfina V'Kofen Roshan Hasheni B'Dofen Hasheni Shel Hasfina U'Porchsin Machatzelas Aleihem Letzel Im Yesh Barach Ban Tefach O Afilu Eim Barach Ban Tefach Im Eim Baza Laza Shalosh Tefachim Chashivi Ka'ohol Umutter Lifras Aleihem B'Shabbos Machatzelas Dehavele Tosef Azol Arai Vishari. What they used to do on boats is they would take a wooden pole and place it on one wall, and then they would bend the wood and place it in a hole on the other wall, and then they would put a mat over those poles in order to act as a shade for the people in the boat. So if those poles, which were placed from one end to the other, are already a tefach wide, or if they were less than a tefach wide, however, in between each pole was less than three tefachim, in which case we can say lavad, and it as though they are all attached, so then those poles themselves, or each individual pole, if they are a tefach wide already, are considered to be an ohel on their own. So if those poles were already there before Shabbos, then since it is already as though an ohel was there before Shabbos, you can then place the machatzeles, the mat, over those poles, as Tosefes Ohel Arai is permissible. Even though you cannot add on to a binyan on Shabbos, to a building on Shabbos, an Ohel Arai, a temporary Ohel, one is allowed to add on to an already existing temporary Ohel on Shabbos. Umitam Zeh Machtzeles Prusa Kedei Tefach, therefore, if one has a mat which is already spread out, only a Tefach, Mutter Lufos Shar Machtzeles B'Shabbos, you can pull out the rest on Shabbos in order to make it a larger Ohel, as long as a Tefach is already there. The Tefach She'amru Chutz Min HaKricha, however, this Tefach, which already needs to exist in order to be considered an Ohel, does not include the part of the mat which is rolled up, because the part of the mat which is rolled up does not have the status of an ohel, since you are not trying to use it for its sale or anything of that nature. So it must be a part that there is a tefach of it which is already spread out in order to be permissible to add on to that ohel. This has a nafkamina. Usually when it comes to the stroller that we mentioned before, the awning of the stroller, if the awning was a little bit out before Shabbos, then you could extend it completely on Shabbos, and you would also be able to put the rain cover on it in order to create a complete ohel. However, if the umbrella was totally folded up before Shabbos, and you assume, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, not like the Chazon Ish, but rather Rav Moshe Feinstein, that one is not allowed to open and close the awning of the stroller, then if it was closed before Shabbos, you would not be able to open it at all before Shabbos, and therefore you would also not be able to place the rain cover over the stroller either, creating the complete ohel.